Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Well, there's BBJ.
What's going on, man?
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
It's the Big Money Celebrity Birthday. Because you have to pay attention to this now. You have to focus on this. We have Wyatt on the line. We have Tim and we have John. They'll be picking the person trying to guess celebrity ages. Whoever does it best is a winner for you. Wyatt, would you like Chris Dam, Biggie, or BB Shay to play for you today?
I'm going to go with Biggie.
Biggie is the choice. He won yesterday, so that's a good choice. See if he can back that up again today. Tim, you can have BB Shay or Chris Dim. Who you got?
I think Dim is due.
Christopher Merriweather Dim is the choice. And finally, John BB Shay will be playing for you today.
He's the man.
He is the man.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you played well yesterday. Yeah. You had one bad celeb.
Yeah.
I forget who it was, but you were 9 years off on that one. Other than that, you were doing very well. We will have a child star, we will have a country singer, and three actors today on the list. We start with the child star. Guess how old this celebrity is turning? Macaulay Culkin.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
That's a little thing called Home Alone that Mr. Culkin was in. He is an American actor and now musician, best known for his portrayal of Kevin in the Home Alone movies. Played him in two, I believe. Just two? Yeah. They went on and made another one, but without him. Kevin McAllister. Home Alone. He repeated that in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Then went on to My Girl, The Good Son, Richie Rich, and several others. Then kind of got off the beaten path for a while and has come back and done some singing in a grunge band and that kind of thing. Not much now. His sibling, Kieran Culkin, is probably more famous because he's in Succession. And then Biggie and I watched that. Did you watch Succession?
Love Succession.
It was a good show.
It was.
Very
and
good.
He is incredible in it.
Kieran Culkin?
Yeah, yeah. He's great. Won the Emmy for it, too?
I feel like he should have.
Yeah.
Phenomenal show.
Is he better than his brother?
Well, as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. His brother hadn't done that much as an adult. His brother had a real falling out with the dad and has chronicled. Yeah, they all did. Because the dad used him for money. And it's a sad situation there. But everybody loved him back when he was in Home Alone. And we ask you, is everybody in on Macaulay Culkin?
He recently just got his star on the
Walk of Fame. Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's exactly right. Okay, Biggie, how old is Macaulay Culkin today?
I'm guessing he's a few years older than me, so I said 43.
43, he says. Young Macaulay Culkin. Chris Dim.
Yeah, I guess 40 even.
And BB Shay.
I said 45, a little older.
44 today. Oof. For Macaulay Culkin. He was 8 in 1990 when the movie came out. Or he played an 8-year-old. I think he was actually 10 at that time. So Macaulay Culkin, born in 1980, and is 44 today. Biggie and BB Shay are tied 1-1. Chris Dim has 4. Don't tell my heart. Country singer Billy Ray Cyrus. Don't think he'd understand. This is his biggest hit by far. However, I was reading about him. He released 16 studio albums and 53 singles. 37 of them made the chart on the country music charts. One album he had sold 20 million copies worldwide, the one with Achy Breaky Heart. But he's probably best known not for his own music, but his daughter, Miss Miley Cyrus. He's father to Miley Cyrus. He's a multi-platinum selling artist. He has scored 8 top 10 albums on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. He's Billy Ray Cyrus. And let me tell you, I love this song. Man, when this song was out, couldn't get away from it.
Could you do the dance?
I tried. You know me. Not really, but I tried it. I'll tell you, he probably had songs before this, but I'd never heard of him before this. And this song went everywhere.
Yep.
Top 40, clubs, dance mixes, everybody. Everything. Country, of course.
One of the most brilliant business moves of any musician by hopping on that little Nas X song.
Yep.
He sure
when
did.
No one else, no other country artist would do it.
He did.
He jumped on, and that made him buku rich
even
again.
Even bigger. That's right. That's right.
What
Lil Nas X is
Old Town Road.
And Billy Ray Cyrus had a part in that.
He was on the remix.
Yeah, they remixed.
He didn't sing Achy Breaky on that, did he?
No, he had
he sings the Old Town.
He sings Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Part of it. How old is he today, Biggie?
58.
You're tied for the lead here with BB Shay, Christian.
65?
BB Shay.
I said 57.
63 today.
Oh, good God.
Chris Dim moves into the lead. Tied with Biggie. Now, very close.
He old.
Yeah, he old. He'd be
shocked.
Old.
Yeah.
So this song came out in 1992. So that was 32 years ago. He was 31 at the time.
Wow.
How old's Miley? Was she born yet?
I thought Miley was around 30. That's why I was basing it on more than the song.
I bet she came along right about the same time the song did. Okay, 6 for Biggie, 6 for Chris Dim, and 7 for B.B. Shea. Tough one. You got to get through this one, B.B. Shea. This is one you got to get through. We say happy birthday to actor Steve Guttenberg. Do you know the Goot?
Yes.
Do you know? Oh, you do?
All
right. Mm-hmm. Here's from Three Men and a Baby.
Will you hold it for a minute? The kid's going crazy. I don't want him. Come on, Michael. Hey, don't pull that so hard. It's going to rip.
I'm not going to rip it.
Yes, you are. All right. Well, okay. Get me another diaper. I'll use the tape.
That's him with Tom Selleck and Ted Danson in Three Men and a Baby. He's also in Police Academy, all of those movies. Probably what he's best known for. He's in Short Circuit with Ali Sheedy, I believe. And he's in a movie that's very good called The Bedroom Window. And I know nobody's seen it but me. But he, his girlfriend in the movie witnesses a murder, like, across the way. But she's not supposed to be there because he's having an affair with her. They're having an affair. So he pretends that he saw the murder, but it turns out he's nearsighted and couldn't. You know, so he's
on
the
bad witness.
He's on the stand in the courtroom, and he's like, he didn't really see it. His girlfriend did. Really interesting movie.
I don't want to Google it because I don't want his age to pop up.
Right.
But I saw him, it was just a brief clip of an interview.
Yeah.
It's called The Five Stages of Steve Guttenberg. Have you heard this?
No.
And I'm not going to do it justice because I don't have it in front of me.
Right.
But it's like, who is Steve Guttenberg? Get me Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
Get me Steve Guttenberg type. And then there's like two others. And the last one is, who's Steve Guttenberg?
Back around to it. That's true.
It's kind of the cycle of a Hollywood actor.
It's true.
Like him.
At one point.
Who was white hot.
Oh, huge. At one point.
Hit movie after hit movie.
It was enormous. Then he goes away, and now it's like, who's Steve Guttenberg?
But he was kind of a punchline, even then.
He was. The Police Academy movies probably did that.
Oh, I loved those movies.
I did too.
Though.
I thought they were great.
I loved Police Academy.
I loved them too. I thought they were excellent. Yeah. Okay. We go to Biggie. You're tied for the lead with Chris James. Very, very close. Goots.
Total guess here. I'm guessing he's maybe a little bit older than Chris Dim. 67.
67, Chris Dim.
Well, I said the same thing. I said even 70.
70 and B.B. Shea.
I put 65.
He's 66 today. Mm. 66. Now we have a very close game. You're in this.
Yep.
Keep keep your chin up.
Mm.
7 for Biggie, 8 for B.B. Shea, 10 for Chris Dim. We have Blake Lively. We have audio from her from a movie called It Ends With Us, and we have a clip.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
You know what I mean.
Now, I get her confused with Blake Shelton.
Big difference.
She's Blake Lively. Mm. She's an actress born in Los Angeles. Made her professional directorial debut. She made her professional debut in her father's movie, Sandman. Since then, she's been in many movies, of course. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and its sequel. And then had supporting roles in New York, I Love You, The Private Lives of Pippa Lee. All these movies, The Town, Savages. What made her a big star? Why is she a household name?
Was she a Gossip Girl?
Maybe that.
No, she's married to Ryan Reynolds. That's why she's famous.
She was in a hit show, though, too. I mean, she did something.
Let's see.
I can't look her up. But
She's in The Shallow. She's in It Ends With Us, which you just played.
You're right. It was a TV show.
She directed a music video for I Bet You Think About Me. She directed Taylor Swift's music video.
Yeah, they're good friends.
Yeah, she's in Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl was what made her a star.
So Blake Lively, who again, I'm just unfamiliar with. I am just not familiar with Blake Lively. But you all are. And B.B. Shea, this may be to your advantage. And you're right here knocking on the door.
You're really pointing everything toward B.B. Shea here.
I want to build him up here. I feel like
something. Come on, B.B. Shea, you're still in it.
I just feel like he's still in it.
Keep B.B. Shea.
Keep your chin up.
I appreciate that. You can do this, okay?
Bob Barker would be spinning the grave.
I felt like you gave up on yourself yesterday a little early. But you're in this.
He must have got an email about him.
You're in this.
You're great, B.B. Shea.
Stop trying to make B.B. Shea a thing.
Yeah.
he's our Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who is B.B. Shea?
I need a B.B. Shea type.
God, get me B.B. Shea. Who's B.B. Shea? Yeah.
You can do it.
Biggie, how old is Blake Lively today?
I said milestone 40.
Ugh. 40, Chris Dim.
38.
And BB Shay.
I put 41.
She's 37 today. God. She's 37. Biggie goes to the lead. 10. Chris Dim, 11. BB Shay, 12. Now this
Still
last.
In it.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, BB.
One to go.
You can do it.
This last guy's going to be tough for you.
All right. I was going to say, get ready to get screwed, brother.
Milton Berle.
No.
Tom Skerritt.
Oh,
Tom Skerritt. We have him from Top Gun. He's been in
the
multiple.
First one.
The first Top Gun. He played a friend of Maverick's father.
You are the top 1% of all naval aviators. The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better. Fly at least 2 combat missions a day, 10 classes in between, and evaluations of your performance. Now, in each combat sequence, you're going to meet a different challenge. Every encounter is going to be much more difficult. We're going to teach you to fly the F-14 right to the edge of the envelope, faster than you've ever flown before. More dangerous.
Woo! He's not only in that, he's in Steel Magnolias and multiple other movies. He's in MASH. He's in Alien. He's in The Dead Zone. Top Gun, A River Runs Through It.
Great performance.
Great performance in that. He's great in a lot of them.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Picket Fences, he was in for a long time.
TV series?
TV series, yeah. Won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for Picket Fences. And, of course, Top Gun. He plays like the guy in charge at Top Gun. I forget his call sign, though. The Viper?
Don't recall.
Man, it's a... All right. There it is. And he's great in Alien. This is for the game here, gentlemen. Gentlemen, we'll make you better. Okay. Biggie.
86.
86. Chris Dim.
89?
89. Come on, BB Shay. You can do it.
77.
Turns out he can't.
Turns out he's way off.
He's 91.
Yeah.
91.
Chris Dim with. Chris Dim with 13. Woo. Big ass 15. God, BB Shay, you suck.
I know.
We're going to let that stink back in here tomorrow.
91.
Come back in here tomorrow and do well, BB Shay.
Oh, God.
91.